Well, one of the areas of our health service most severely hit by this cyber attack has been diagnostics. Mary Cullerton is spokesperson with the Academy of Clinical Science and Laboratory Medicine, also chief medical scientist with the National Maternity Hospital at Holles Street in Dublin. She's with us here in studio. You're very welcome to the programme, Mary Cullerton. Can I ask you just first of all, in terms of the impact of this on the work that you and your colleagues and members of your academy do, how has it been felt by you? What are you experiencing?
It's huge. If I think back to 40 years ago when I joined laboratory medicine, we might get 100 samples a day in St Vincent's Hospital. And they came in on paper requests, and we wrote down that record. We wrote it down in a book, and we then analysed the samples. We recorded the results again in a book, and they were transcribed again back onto a piece of paper that went back to the patient record. Now we are doing over 1,000 specimens a day. We can't operate on books and piece of paper anymore. But that's what some labs are being asked to do. The modern way of healthcare is that the specimen, the clinician sits at a computer like everybody else does and requests tests on patients. Then we scan the patient's wristband, a barcode is produced that goes on the specimen, and that comes down to the lab. We scan that barcode and it tells us who the patient is and what tests are wanted. That information goes into our laboratory information system. It then gets transferred from there into the analysers. We then do the tests using all the quality control and that things that we've spoken about all over COVID about how we do our work. And then when we've authorised those results and say, yes, that result is correct, it goes back the same pathway, back to the laboratory information system. It gets authorised there and transferred back to the patient's record electronically, where it's available for the clinician to see.
So without those IT systems to support, particularly the volume of tests you're doing, you're only able to do a fraction of tests with pen and paper, in effect.
It depends on the hospital. The more sophisticated hospitals or the hospitals with newer systems are more damaged than those with the older systems. So every place that has their data held in the HSE data centre cannot access it. Whereas in my particular hospital, which is a voluntary hospital, our laboratory information system is held on servers within the hospital behind a firewall. Mm. And so we are somewhat better off. We can't get our electronic requests in. They're coming in on paper, but at least our analysers are talking to our laboratory information system.
There is another aspect that even in cases where you are able to carry out, presumably the most urgent cases, and you are able to carry out the test, you might well not have access to the patient's own records and files. So the test really doesn't have meaning because you're not able to put it in the context of their medical history.
Yes, you're looking at a point in time. Without saying how was this compared with yesterday or the day before. So when you have patients in an intensive care unit and you can't look at their abnormal results and say, well, is it up or down on yesterday? How are they doing? If you're looking at a patient in a GP's practice, for example, people who are on warfarin therapy, some patients, their control is poor and their results wobble all over the place, and other people are very stable. We don't want to be measuring the stable people at the moment because they're fine, but we do need to be measuring the people whose control is not optimal. So we need to be able to look at the results in the context of the patient today and the patient yesterday. If we look at things specifically like blood transfusion, where a patient is known to have an antibody, and if they're bleeding and we need blood in a hurry, we need to know what their history is so we can get that blood available safely.
We're about 4 days into this at this point. Yeah. What's going to be the cumulative impact of this?
The cumulative impact is going to be enormous. We need to look at reducing the amount of work that's coming into laboratories to that what is needed to treat the patients today. Because if we are overloaded with other specimens that are not urgent, then we can't concentrate on giving the urgent ones the extra attention that they need at the moment. The other problem is that the samples don't last forever. So if I get a sample in for, say, a full blood count today, and I can't reach to measuring it within 24 hours, the sample is now useless. If it's for coagulation, I have 4 hours in which to analyse it. So all those samples that are being taken, if we can't measure them within the time frame, we have to discard them and the patients will have to come again.
All right. Well, we appreciate you outlining some of those issues to us this lunchtime. Mary Cullerton from the Academy of Clinical Science and Laboratory Medicine.